Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1085. Welcome. So here we are on Wednesday, and I thought I'd do a salary negotiation show and how employers try to trick job hunters. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show 5 stars in Apple Music. Really, please give the show 5 stars there. And I also want to mention, if you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Oh, almost forgot. I just launched another class on Skillshare about second interviews. Probably about 12 or 13 different videos are there designed to help you prepare for second interviews. Now, if you're interested in becoming a subscriber to Skillshare or becoming a Skillshare premium member, use the link in the show notes, and you know they'll give you 2 free months as part of your membership. The site itself only offers once. You're getting an extra month if you use that link. And now with that, let's get going. I want to talk with you about one of those employer strategies when they're talking with you during your interviews or afterwards that's designed to get you to compromise on money. So I want you to think, first of all, that from the employer's standpoint, their goal is to get you for as little as possible. And from your standpoint, you're trying to earn as much as possible. So often what employers will wind up doing is, well, I'll say it initially facetiously, you know, it's show me the hand. You know, they're showing their hand and they're doing it in a way that's designed to talk you down. So, for example, they're going to tell you about, oh, the economy is awful, or we saw this other person, they're really good. We're thinking about you, but, you know, they're willing to take less than you. And, you know, there are lots of these things that employers will say that's designed to finesse you. You know, they'll say, oh, we're not doing that well, our quarterly results, or whatever the nonsense is. And here's a couple of facts. Number one is that's their problem. You know, number two is in the case of the other person, you know, if they really think that person's better, they should hire them. You know, because if they are the best qualified person, that's the right person for them to bring on board. The $5,000 more or $10,000 more that you're asking for is going to be made up by more in the way of productivity. And they wouldn't be raising the subject unless they were thinking favorably of you. So they're trying to talk you down. So I just want to simply say to you, you know, if they raise the subject of corporate earnings, you know, and, oh, we're having a down quarter this quarter, you don't really know how much they're making. And this group, you know, if they're going to be cut, well, why would you want to join if they're going to be cut? And you really don't know what they're thinking, although I do think they're signaling something and having this conversation to you. Don't worry about what they tell you about other people. It's a deflection designed to finesse you. You have to always be thinking that your value, the value that you've assessed yourself for, is really the correct value. And that if you haven't done your research, that's one thing. But I'm working with the assumption that you have. So you have to think positively in terms of how you're presenting yourself and your potential effectiveness. Because frankly, you know, if you don't have the value, they wouldn't be raising this as a subject. So don't fall for their game. Instead, state very clearly, if they raise the subject of the other person, say, I don't wish to be rude, but, you know, I've taken a look at my valuation on the market. Other firms seem to think I'm worth this amount of money. And frankly, you know, if you think the other person's better, you should hire them. But at the end of the day, you know, if you decide I'm the right person for you, and certainly this seems like a great opportunity for me, I just want you to make your strongest offer. Now, this approach really applies in, to business owners as well. You know, have you ever gone into a negotiation where you're trying to sell a product or a service and the buyer basically says something to the effect of, you know, I've got three other proposals and two of them are for less than you. That's great. You should buy one of them if that's the the thing that's most important to you. But if you're looking for someone who can, and then you start reselling it. So all these, the kind of deflections that come up are all designed to finesse you into taking less than your real value. Don't fall for it. Instead of doing that, stand your ground, do it in a polite way. And, is it going to work all the time? No. But if you take 10% less, if you take $5,000 less than your real value, who's really hurt? The hiring manager feels like a hero because he or she got you for less money, but you're the one who has to live with the consequence of the decision. And at the end of the day, experience tells me it'll eat at you, in your insides, and it'll bother you. And since future raises are going to be based upon what you're currently earning, don't fall for the strategy. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.